My name is Andrew, and I'm very, very concerned about superannuation and retirement because I've been in this country for almost 30 years. And when I retire, and probably I want to go and rest in my country, I want my pension pay to be transferred to me in my country. But it looks as if that's not the issue, and I'm very much concerned about it. And upon this, any party which will come with anything concerning this, that's the party I'm going to vote for. And also, I want any government, whether Labour or Liberal, to be very clear on this very issue, that superannuation is not going to be turned into pension. After working so hard, I need my money to buy a house, but if the government decides to turn it into pension, it means that I can't do this thing. And I'm praying that whether Liberal or Labour should come clear about superannuation than taking people's money after working so hard. I don't see the reason why the government should take money from people, taxing them. The policy says when you get to 60, 66, you can go on pension, and then your superannuation is tax-free. But what we are hearing is a different story. We want the government or the Labour Party to come clear about it, to explain it well to voters so that we can decide on this issue. Thank you.
My name is Jeffrey. I live in Blacktown. This federal election, my main thing that worries me is about the superannuation. I want the government to rethink about the superannuation and let it be very positive for those leaving the work and those who are retiring at the moment, so that the rest of the people working will have the desire to work, to have their super intact.
Esther, what's important to me about the election is childcare benefit. I'm a working mom returning to work, and I just would like to see the government doing more to support my children being in childcare.
Connie, what is important to me for this election is about weekend penalty rate as a hospitality worker, and also the superannuation getting to the age of pension. Further explanation needs to be done. Thank you.
My name is Bernard. The important thing I have in my mind is health. The reason why I'm saying so is that health is a very important issue in a person's life. You know, every day when we wake up, because of weather changes, which is not normal with me, sometimes you feel headache, sometimes you get stomach pains, and so on and so forth. And so if I think I have the help as number one with the government, it will help me resolve all these problems. Because here and there, medications that we take, it costs a lot of money every day, every now and then. But the pay packet doesn't increase. It's the same pay that we get. And so if you continue to pay medications, it's a lot of problems. So if the government takes charge of that, as we have this bulk billing, it will help me a lot.
My name is Awu. The main things that I am concerned about with these elections are health and education. Health, particularly with Medicare. The current system that we have in Australia, I believe, is the envy of a number of people in the Western world. I have friends and relatives in the United States, and they truly believe that we are fortunate because with any ailment, with any sickness, we can walk straight into a hospital and we will be looked after and looked after properly. With what the current government is talking about in terms of Medicare, with the changes that they are putting forward, wanting people to pay before they can see a doctor, I think it's going to discriminate against those who may not necessarily be at the end where they can even afford to be doing that, and in that case may suffer lots of ailments. The other thing with health is the NDIS. It has been a quiet issue with these elections. I haven't heard much about it, and I am very concerned and really want to know what each government is going to do with it, whether the current status is going to be maintained or whether there will be any changes. With education, I think education benefits the whole country. And again, if money is going to be the deciding factor which is going to let somebody get higher education, then I believe that's questionable. Yes, those are the things that I will be looking at closely in these elections.